We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to Inyan Cheshbon HaNefesh, the fourth chapter. Boivuar, in this chapter we will explain, She'adam yir'e letaken hakol be'atzmo bodo b'chochotav. A person has to try to fix things while he's still able, while he still has his strength, v'otshere inyanim and other things as well. So we begin with the pasuk. Ktiv Bakra, the verse says in Ecclesiastes, in Koheles, Re'e chayim imisha asher ahavta. You should see to it that life be spent with a woman you love. Kol yemei chayei evlecha. Throughout your life, even though life is vain, but at least you might as well spend it with a woman you love. Asher natan lecha techt Hashem shkol yemei evlecha. God's granted you a certain number of days under the sun. As vain as they may be, ki uchelkecha b'chaim, because that's something you can acquire in life. That's your lot in life. You want to know what you can expect in this world? You can't control a lot of things. But one thing you should try to get, live out life with a woman you love. So that's one of the messages of Ecclesiastes. What?
Can you get multiple wives?
The man speaking had 1,000, right? And he said none were good. So. Uvatriktiv. And after that verse it says, Kol asher timtza yadcha la'asot b'chochacha asei. Whatever you find you can accomplish that's within your strength, do. Kien maseh v'cheshbon v'dat v'chochma b'shol. Because when it comes to the grave, there you have no wisdom, you have no understanding, you have no calculations, asher ta olech shama, and you're ultimately going there. So do it while you can. Don't leave it for your will. Don't tell your kids to be good people, kind people. You know, got to accomplish in your own life. So in order to explain the continuation of the verses there properly, I want to explain it with the following story. There was a man who was very wealthy. He wasn't only wealthy, but he was also very smart. He understood all forms of wisdom and science. And then the day came where he started losing his wealth. And he went so far down that he was short on the basic sustenance, on bread. So he said to himself, let me go around, let me talk to people, and when I meet people who are very wealthy, then maybe I can get a highfalutin position that fits my intelligence, my knowledge. And then I'll be able to charge a high salary for my high expertise. So he started going and asking if they were hiring one of these high positions. They said, no, we're not hiring right now. He said, but you know what I know how to do? Yeah, but we're not hiring. And that's what he did for a while, until he ran out of money completely. He realized he's going to die of hunger. And then he realized, now that he's in touch with a tight spot, that's not the time to look for this highfalutin job. So he says, let me find any job I could find. So he found a job where he would make an eighth of what he could make otherwise. 4 or 5 ruble a week. So instead of making 50 grand a week, he was making 500 a week. So he made a small salary. And he was very happy about that. So one of his friends bumped into him. So his friend tells him, hey, buddy, tell me, how are you doing? So his friend tells him, you know, I got this little job, and that's how I'm managing. So his friend said, that's so beneath your level. You should be making 8 times that. He says, yeah, I want a job like that too. You know what? I started off looking for that till it reached a point where I was really in danger of dying. I didn't have. And I knew that if I come home without a job, So then, even this meager wages, well, I didn't have that either. And under such dire circumstances, so then even such a small position, that's good. I'm happy I got that. I'm happy God gave me that much to live off of. Chafetz Chaim says the same is true regarding what we're discussing. There are three important things that a person has to pursue throughout his life. So long as you're living, there are three pursuits. And they go down in levels, okay? Chafetz Chaim is going to give us a formula for life. What are the three things you pursue throughout your life? Number one, limud Torah. To learn Torah, that's the biggest thing. Learning Torah is the biggest mitzvah. And the punishment for wasting time and not learning, that's bigger than other sins, as is well known. So if we're going to discuss the three things a person has to pursue in his spiritual life, number one is learning Torah. A person has to make time in his day to learn Torah. And we're going to pick up here, Bezat Shem, next class.